Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get your project started right with our huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, from installing a walkway to setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth taking you through this Thursday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. A game day morning for the Titans and the Colts. We're going to have you covered all morning long here on that matchup, a huge matchup in the AFC South between the Titans and the Colts. A really cool thing we're doing to begin the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to join 107.5 The Fan in Indianapolis with their fan morning show and debate back and forth between Indy and Nashville. What's the game going to look like tonight? What are we looking for in this contest? You can hear that both here in Nashville and in Indianapolis. So some cross-city love, maybe not as much love, but some cross-city discussion that we're doing tonight, or in about an hour, Joe. Really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Is your trash-talking game prepared?
Is that what it's going to be?
Well,
we're going to start?
Well, like, could it be a little bit of that? I don't know. I am going to make a comment about Philip Rivers' attempt to tackle. I mean, it really made me – that was the first instance where I saw somebody in an NFL game where I was like, yeah, that's probably what I'd look like trying to do that out there. It made me really connect to Philip Rivers on a different level.
Yeah, it was – I like how he sort of groped even way after the guy was gone. He still sort of had his arm.
I think the starfish analogy that I threw out there earlier in the week, pretty appropriate.
That was pretty
on
good.
On that one by Philip Rivers. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Ryan McGee from ESPN, also co-host of Marty and McGee. Ryan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. It's a we're getting our tropical storm rain here in the Charlotte area, but that's all right. It's in the last 24 hours, as far as I know, no more SEC games have been postponed, so that's good.
Yeah, exactly. The week of craziness in the SEC, and as you know, I mean, this is SEC country. Here in Nashville, Ryan, we love watching SEC football. Not going to be a whole lot of that this weekend around college football. Was something like this happening in the SEC just inevitable at some point, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think it was. And, in fact, we had Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, on Marty McGee last night. And should be re-airing, by the way, this morning on SEC Network, if anybody's not listening to you guys. And I posed the first question, I said, was this weekend – inevitable, because it always kind of felt like it was. And his response was measured, as it will be with Greg. But what he said was, he said, yes, you knew that weekends were coming like this, but you didn't think it was going to be this much all at once. And so, you know, I think that's just a very polite way of saying, yeah, we knew it was coming, but that didn't make it any more fun. And so, yeah, it was inevitable. I mean, it is what it is. If you watched the American or the ACC or the Big 12 or the other conferences that started, the independent schools that started before that, it was like this for them at some point. And for a lot of them, for whatever reason, it was at the beginning as opposed to now. And, I'll just say this. Apparently, they have really good Halloween parties on SEC campuses.
Apparently so.
That was going to be my question, is, you know, what does this mean? You know, is it like we've talked about the inevitability of sort of this cycling through, but it does feel like maybe this is actually a Halloween thing. But also, of course, the virus, things are not going well in a lot of parts of this country. And what do you think it means moving forward, Ryan? I mean, I think the SEC obviously has faced the reality there is no way it's going to get all these games in, and that's pretty much impossible now unless you really stretch things back. But are you worried about where things are going here?
Well, it's not – I don't know if it could get worse than this weekend, but I think that there could be other weekends like this one. I mean, the reality is, you know, and I feel like we're going to have this conversation with you guys every week. I mean, people can say whatever they want. It's 1,000 people a day are dying from this thing. And I don't care how old they are. I don't care where they live. I don't care, you know, why they were exposed or whatever. But that's what the number is, 1,000 people a day. And so that's why you have to be careful with this thing. Because, and I've said to you guys before, it's not even about the 19 and 20-year-olds on the football team, although we still don't know what the long-term effect of this thing will be, you know, if you've contracted it. It's about the people they come in contact with. And, you know, if you talk to university administrators, and I would certainly put ADs and coaches in that group, you know, what they're nervous about is, you know, everybody's trying to get to Thanksgiving. All the college campuses are just trying to get to Thanksgiving. They're on this accelerated timetable. And then they send all the students home. And that's probably going to be a problem, you know, when those students go home. And so those are the things that they're worried about. So that's a really long way of saying this is not the last weekend that is going to be sideways for the SEC. I don't know if it's going to be this many games. I don't know that it's going to be a game of the magnitude of LSU-Alabama. Although I will say this, I don't think LSU is going to work really hard to reschedule this game because I think everybody knew how that was going to go.
Ryan McGee from ESPN on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Ryan, as you can imagine, Jeremy Pruitt in Tennessee, they've lost four games in a row. They lose to Arkansas this past Saturday. And Tennessee fans are very bent out of shape this week. And the response you're getting from them is basically, you know, Sam Pittman comes in year one and already has Arkansas in a better spot than Tennessee right now, which, you, as you can imagine, isn't going over well here. Where do you think this? Where do you think this is going for the rest of this season and into the immediate future with Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee?
Well, it's interesting because as you guys were calling, I was actually sitting here. I was not watching The Mandalorian this week because it's Thursday and not Friday. But I was listening to our friend John Adams over in Knoxville in his podcast. And the reason I was listening, the headline was, who are the top candidates to be Jeremy Pruitt's scapegoats for Tennessee's failure? And the good news is John hasn't changed a bit since I was in college. But it's a fair question. And, you know, this is where it is now, which is the question isn't what's this year going to be. The question is, what are you going to try to do to fix it? And, you know, there already has been one, you know, big time firing on that staff, and I think there's probably some more coming. But, yeah, it's a mess, and I get it. And you know, I'll say this. Chad Morris, and I famously, there was a billboard somewhere in Arkansas with a big pop-out quote from me, like from a movie poster. I love the Chad Morris hire or something like that, you know. And obviously that didn't work out at Arkansas. But he can recruit. And so there was talent in the building when he got there. And Eli Drinkwitz will tell you that you know, there was a lot of talent in the building at Missouri when he got there. And so, you know, sometimes you walk into a little better situation talent-wise, but Pruitt's also not exactly in his first year. So, yeah, that's a really long way of saying I totally get where the frustration comes from. And as you guys know, I'm a grad, and my wife is from Knoxville. So this is the question and the phone calls that I'm receiving multiple times a day right now from people I'm related to.
Yeah, so when people talk about, because, hey, people, it doesn't take long. I mean, it was early in his second season we were trying to calculate Jeremy Pruitt's buyout, you know, so
right.
Doesn't take long. But you mentioned more changes. I mean, I do feel like it's not been a good year for Jim Chaney. And even when Jeremy Pruitt sort of talks about play calls after games, I wonder a little bit about that. I mean, what do you think about that as a potential area of change?
No, I agree with that. And I think that the hints have already been dropped. And listen, at the end of the day, and this is the part that we've talked about this before, I was really curious when Pruitt got the job. I knew he knew football. Like, he can call plays. He knows what was a good call and what was a bad call. But what I didn't know about was the CEO part, was this kind of stuff. Was handling the psychology of a locker room and handling the psychology of, you know, your coaching staff when you're all sitting or watching film at 1 o'clock in the morning and handling the boosters and handling the media and all those things. And so, you know, I felt like he was doing a much better job of that leading into this year, but now he's kind of in this, I mean, this is the situation that burned Butch Jones to the ground. And he did it to himself in large part because he did not know how to handle this situation. And he would sit every morning and read everything that was being written about him. And so I'm really curious going forward to see how Pruitt handles this. But yeah, I think that no one on that staff is safe, because he's a football coach and he can look at the X's and O's. The one thing he knows, he can look at the X's and O's and go, well, that didn't work. Why are we doing this? And I told you not to do that. And so as a result, that's where the changes are going to be.
Ryan McGee from ESPN, co-host of Marty and McGee on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ryan, it's been a rough go of it the last couple of weeks for Michigan, and a lot of Michigan fans talking about Jim Harbaugh right now and his future with the Wolverines. Do you think he's in any trouble there at all, in danger of losing his job?
I think he is in trouble there, and I think that he also wants to do something else. Like, when I talk to my friends that cover Michigan on a daily basis, you know, in the past it's been, well, what can we do to fix this? And right now he's starting to look a little checked out. And now the questions that are being posed to him, I was on his Zoom call last week, and the questions that are being posed to him now are about are all this stuff like, well, you said one day you'd like to go back to the NFL. Would you like to go back to the NFL? Like, these are the questions that he's getting now. And so there's just a point where the water's so poisoned, you just can't try it anymore. And so I wonder if that's the case. And he's been there a while now. But the reality is, you know, there are only a couple of games you have to win, and he never wins them. And he's won one bowl game. And so, yeah, I totally get where it's from. So you guys know I write the bottom 10. Apologies to Vanderbilt fans. I write the bottom 10 for ESPN.com. And, but I had Nebraska in there at number 10 this week, and I said that, you know, our reporters had seen Nebraska fans meeting with Tennessee fans and Michigan fans, and they had Doc Brown's DeLorean. They were trying to go back to the 90s. But I think those three programs, you know, I'm in Omaha every summer for the College World Series, and I have this kinship with Nebraska fans. And I think Nebraska fans, Michigan fans, and Tennessee fans have been in the same boat for a long time, which is, you know, why can't we get back to where we are? And the problem is that recruits don't care what you did in 1998. You know, recruits want to know what you're doing right now. And so that's part of the problem that those programs have right now is, you know, recruiting, because they don't feel super relevant.
Yeah, and that might, and of course with Harbaugh too, I wonder how much market in the NFL there is for him. You know, that'll, if he does in fact end up trying to go back there. So, Ryan, on the playoff picture, how big was that for Notre Dame? What does that do to the picture? Let me just ask you about purely team quality, because they don't have, I don't think, enough opportunity. But Cincinnati, as a team, in terms of quality, to be one of the top four at the end, what do you think of them?
Well, I think if there was ever a year when, you know, all due respect to UCF and the run they have, if there was ever a year when I call it the Gang of Five, you know, the non-Power Five conferences, is every year for one of those teams to crash this thing, this is the year. Because this will be the year that every team coming to the playoff committee is going to have a completely different resume. I mean, they could be looking at eight teams that have played eight different numbers of ball games. I mean, could play, have completely different records. And so if there was ever a year to do it, I think they could do it. And so, yeah, I like them a lot. I always have BYU and Cincinnati kind of hovering when I do my playoff picks every week for ESPN.com, because, again, I think this is the year. That being said, they ain't getting in. This whole system is rigged against them. And talking about UCF, if UCF wasn't going to get in, having not lost a game for 2 years and beating Auburn in a big-time January 1st bowl game and the run that they were on, if the playoff committee wasn't going to put them in, they're never going to put a non-Power 5 school in. But I would love more than anything in the world to see Cincinnati get in there.
Ryan McGee from ESPN, co-host of Marty and McGee, has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. Ryan, appreciate you joining us as always, and I will definitely be DMing you again tomorrow about The Mandalorian. So look forward to that.
Hey, anytime, boys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Ryan McGee, one of the best in the business. I thought he was setting you up there for some love, Porth, and then he just pulled the rug right out from underneath Cincinnati.
That was fair.
They ain't getting in. I mean, look, it was absolutely fair.
Yeah.
It was also absolutely fair for him to say, I would love nothing more to see Cincinnati make it to the college football playoff, because I am on board with that.
I mean, honestly, I think they might be good enough. You know, problem is we just can't find out.
When we come back, why are we seeing so many outbreaks right now among college football teams with COVID-19? We've seen it ravage the SEC this week. Why is that happening now? We'll discuss that on the other side of the break. This is Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.